CD 4.
Granny fell to her knees as the elves approached.
"Oh, dearie me, oh, spare my life, I am but a poor old woman and skinny also," she said. "Oh, spare my life, young sir, oh, lawks!"
She curled up, sobbing. The Amanda looked at her in astonishment, not least at how anyone could expect to get away with something like that. Elves had been away from humans for a long time. The first elf reached her, hauled her up by her shoulder, and got a double-handed, bony-knuckled punch in the area that Nanny Ogg would be surprised that Esme Weatherwax even knew about. The Amanda was already running. Granny's elbow caught the other elf in the chest as she set off after her. Behind her, she heard the merry laughter of the elves. The Amanda had been surprised at Granny's old lady act. She was far more surprised when Granny drew level, but Granny had more to run away from.
"They've got horses,"
Granny nodded, and it's true that horses go faster than people, but it's not instantly obvious to everyone that this is only true over moderate distances. Over short distances, a determined human can outrun a horse, because they've only got half as many legs to sort out. Granny reached over and gripped Diamanda's arm.
"Head for the gap between the piper and the drummer!"
"Which ones are they?"
"Oh, you don't even know that?"
Humans can outrun a horse, indeed. It was preying on Granny Weatherwax's mind that no one can outrun an arrow. Something whined past her ear. The circle of stones seemed as far away as ever. Nothing for it. It oughtn't to be possible. She'd only ever tried it seriously when she was lying down, or at least when she had something to lean against. She tried it now. There were four elves chasing them. She didn't even think about looking into their minds. But the horses, the horses. They were carnivores, minds like an arrowhead. The rules of borrowing were: you didn't hurt, you just rode inside their heads. You didn't involve the subject in any way. Well, not so much a rule as such more of a general guideline. A stone-tipped arrow went through her hat.
Hardly really a guideline, even. In fact, not even... Oh, drat!
She plunged into the lead horse's mind, down through the layers of barely controlled madness, which is what is inside even a normal horse's brain. For a moment, she looked out through its bloodshot eyes at her own figure staggering through the snow. For a moment, she was trying to control six legs at once, two of them in a separate body. In terms of difficulty, playing one tune on a musical instrument and singing a totally different one was a stroll in the country by comparison, except for Nanny Ogg, who did it all the time, although not on purpose. She knew she couldn't do it for more than a few seconds before total confusion overwhelmed mind and body, but a second was all she needed. She let the confusion arise, dumped it in its entirety in the horse's mind, and withdrew sharply, picking up control of her own body as it began to fall. There was one horrible moment in the horse's head. It wasn't sure what it was, or how it had got there. More importantly, it didn't know how many legs it had. There was a choice of two, or four, or possibly even six. It compromised on three. Granny heard it scream and collapse noisily by the sound of things taking a couple of others with it. She risked a look sideways at Diamanda, who wasn't there. She was in the snow some way back, trying with difficulty to get to her feet. The face she turned to Granny was as pale as the snow. There was an arrow sticking out of her shoulder. Granny darted back, grabbed the girl, and hauled her upright.
"Come on, nearly there!"
I can't...
Diamanda slumped forward. Granny caught her before she hit the snow, and with a grunt of effort slung her over her shoulder. A few more steps, and all she had to do was fall forward. A clawed hand snatched at her dress, and three figures fell, rolling over and over in the summer bracken. The elf was first to its feet, looking around in dazed triumph. It already had a long copper knife in its hand. It focused on Granny, who had landed on her back. She could smell the rankness of it as it raised the knife, and she sought desperately for a way into its head. Something flashed past her vision. A length of rope had caught the elf's neck and went tight as something swished through the air. The creature stared in horror as a flat iron whirred a few feet away from its face and swung past its ear, winding around and around with increasing speed but a decreasing orbital radius, until it connected heavily with the back of the elf's head, lifting it off its feet and dropping it heavily on the turf. Nanny Ogg appeared in Granny's vision.
"Phew, didn't half whiff, don't it?" she said. "You can smell elves a mile off."
Granny scrambled upright. There was nothing but grass inside the circle. No snow, no elves. She turned to Diamanda. So did Nanny. The girl was lying unconscious.
"Elf shot," said Granny.
"Oh, bugger!"